Welcome back to the Seth Eve Sports Podcast, everyone. Once again, joined by Krista Blunk of the Pac-12 Network as we preview the Pac-12 women's basketball season. Krista, we broke down the contenders in part one. Let's talk about some of the dark horse teams or teams that, you know, could maybe make that better in that lower echelon. Let's start with the best of the rest for me, which would probably be California. Lindsay Gottlieb is a tremendous coach. She always seems to get the most out of her players. What's the outlook for the 2015-16 California Golden Bears?
Well, they're a very talented and athletic team, and they did graduate some key seniors in their point guard, Brittany Boyd, who's playing professional, and Rashonda Gray, who also went on to play professional, the interior presence. But she made sure that they took some lumps for the last couple of seasons because they were so young with this talented group that she had brought in. And now they are all, I guess you have to consider them veterans. But I love the athleticism. I love their attitude, and a big group of these players came from the same high school, St. Mary's College High School in the Bay Area. They've all played club or AAU together. Michaela Cowling is definitely one of those players, and she, along with Gabby Green from Oakland, California area, and they're also getting another, you know, some talented freshmen in as well from the same area. So that's a big advantage when you bring in and have players that already know one another, that have already played together. And I would say, as much as they will miss Brittany Boyd and Rashonda Gray, they have players that have been elite-level players that know how to win and that will be capable of taking on those roles. So it may be tough at first. They do have a tough non-conference schedule, but the athleticism, the speed, this is a team that could potentially be starting a six-foot point guard. So they've got length, and they are probably going to be one of the toughest teams to match up with. I'd say there's no other team in the conference that has the same athleticism from start, you know, from top to bottom.
You know, you mentioned the familiarity, and I like that too. And you said a tough non-conference schedule. I actually think that could help Cal in the long term. Now, Krista, Oregon is the next team on, and they have a great senior in Jillian Elaine, who averaged 18 points a game last year. How good is she?
She is phenomenal, and I will tell you that she is as great of a person off the court as she is on the court. And they have a second-year head coach in Kelly Graves, who was a spectacular coach at Gonzaga before taking over for the Ducks. And he has a certain style that he wants to play, and they didn't quite have that clientele. So he had to do a little cleanup here and there last season even, and even into this season. But Jillian has definitely bought into what he wants, and a lot of that role and what he expects goes around defense. And so I love what Kelly Graves is doing, and Jillian Aileen is one spectacular player. So they are a very different-looking Oregon team from just a year ago because of the changes. But the players that are buying in and the players that Kelly has been able to recruit, because he is very good at recruiting, as we saw through his days even at Gonzaga. They're going to be young. They're going to take some hits here and there, but I like the direction they're going, and they can lean on Jillian Aileen. She can just get things done. She's one of those players that can have a double-double on you before you even know it, and she could be having an off game even. So she's that talented. It amazes me with her, because I see teams that know she's truly their biggest threat, but they just can't stop her. So she's really something special.
Indeed, and we'll see what that translates for more success for the Ducks this year. But like you said, they'll probably take some hits. Krista, when I watched Media Day, the team that I thought was most interesting hearing their coach and players speak was Washington State. They're confident they can be the conference dark horse this year. What do you think of the Cougars?
I think that June Doherty has put together, first of all, she's put together the most difficult roster to say their name, because she's got quite an international flair going. But I love the energy that June Doherty brings, and I do agree, they are going to be that team. And, or, you know, Washington State picked in the 10th spot preseason, but I do believe that they will finish up higher than that. I think that it's a tough place to go play. I think they've built a great fan base, but they also have international style players, and that gets a little tricky when you're matching up, because there's just a little something different, and it's gonna take them time to adjust to the style of the international players. But they're going to have length, they're going to be athletic, and they bring a different experience too. And so I think that June's done a just a phenomenal job in what she's done with her changes there to the program. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them. She's excited, and the players are excited.
As well, they should be. Like I said, that is a tough place to play out in Pullman on the Palouse. Let's stay in the state of Washington with Washington, the Huskies tournament team last year. What about their chances for this year?
They have a player in Kelsey Plum, and I'll tell you something. She could potentially be a player of the year. She is so competitive. She led the nation for a big portion of last season in scoring. Another team that didn't have much depth, but they had Kelsey Plum, and you just kept thinking, somebody's going to shut her down, and they just could not shut this player down. She was really, really fun to watch, and so she is back. They bring some other experience as well. Not a lot of seniors, just two graduating from last year, so that's always a plus, although they did lose a key point guard in Jasmine Davis, and she was a really fun, special player to watch at the point, but Coach Neighbors is very excited about a few options. He has a few options at the point guard position, and so that's always good when you have competition and practice and players pushing one another. But they're going to be, I'm hoping for them, they've been hit with some injuries over the last couple of years, and I hope that they have a little more depth. It looks as though they're going to, and that's a big plus.
All right, real quick. Of the best of the rest of the teams, USC, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, which one of those four is best poised to make a jump into that upper echelon, perhaps, or even middle echelon?
You know, I would say, you know, keep your eye on Colorado. I think they're going to be an interesting team. I do believe that they brought in Linda Lapke and her team. I think they still have a key senior in Jamie Swan. They made a big push and started to come together at the end of Pac-12 play, making it all the way up, you know, close to the finals and went on a big run. Look for Colorado. They're going to be a tough team. Never easy to go to the mountains. And Utah has a brand new coach, and Lynn Roberts. That trip to the mountain team, that's going to be tough.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, okay, before I let you go, Pac-12 champion, and how many teams does the league get in the NCAA tournament?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I'd love for them to break some records. You know, I'm looking at this right now. Pac-12 champion, Oregon State should win it. That is going to be the biggest question mark, though. I have to go with them for now because of what they bring back. I may change my mind as this season goes along, Chris, but for now, I think I have to go with the way the coaches voted and go Oregon State to win it. But I think if they'll go deep, I would not be surprised if there were six teams in, and I would love to see a seventh or so team get in there. I really believe the conference is that deep. And we say this every year, but I truly believe this year is the deepest year since the conference network started that I've seen it.
Great league, and you'll be there for a lot of the action this year, and I look forward to hearing you. Krista, thank you so much for taking time out of your day again to join the podcast. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Seth. Thanks so much.
All right, Krista Blunk from the Pac-12 Networks here on the Seth Eve Sports Podcast.
You've been listening to the Seth Eve Sports Podcast here on Audio Boom.